It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. We only get you for a brief period of time each and every day. However, as you're heading out the door, as you're getting the spouse off to work, as you're getting the kids off to school, the doggies are dogging, the joggers are jogging, and you're heading about your business. Well, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, it's the way to go. You go to you backslash talk, you find us, you click the listen live button, and there we are. I mean it's not all that difficult. And if you do that, you can grab you some Sports Attack. So, you know, with that being said, go about your business. But go about your business with us escorting you every step along the way. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Like I said, we got affiliates all around the country. You're in the car. You tune us in. That's absolutely awesome. You catch us on Sirius when we're there every now and then. That's a beautiful thing. But if you're going to go forward, we want you going forward in the most convenient way for you. Because what do we get you? 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour tops. You know, that's what I'm about. Making sure that you're right there with us every step of the way. And if that ends up being the case and you're able to do it, you're going to get the best sports talk that you've ever heard anywhere on the radio. All right. So make sure you check it out. Now, for us, the most important aspect of this job, at least for me, is the relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. You know, I talked about Army, Navy year round ad nauseum because these kids are absolutely awesome. It needs to be a bucket list experience for you if you haven't gone through it already. Literally, it will change your life. All right. And as you check it out and you check out what these kids do each and every day, let me tell you, it's an incredible thing. You're around the families. You're around the parents. So if you see somebody in a uni on the street today, make sure you thank them, give them a handshake, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever it is, and be on your way. We're on our way to a commercial right now. We'll be back and set the table right after this.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about today. NBA, of course, taking front and center. But, you know, when you look at the world of sports, everything's evolved. Mini camps are going on, of course, and rookie mini camps, I should say, to be specific. And we'll get into that a little bit, too, as we go forward. But there's a great story going on in hockey, which we will talk about, too, which is the Las Vegas Golden Knights overshadowing everything. I mean, it's pretty astounding. And there's a story that I'm truly angry about, and I hope this couple goes to jail for a long, long time because it touches a lot of lives, including mine, including Robert's, including a lot of different people. And we'll get into the idiots in upstate New York as we go forward. But NBA is the storyline. LeBron and the Cavaliers move on. Toronto has to decide to blow up their team. Dwayne Casey's going to lose his job. And we've got all kinds of interesting storylines coming out of the four-game sweep of the Cavaliers, finishing it off with a 128-93 victory over the Toronto Raptors. LeBron James, known as the King, known as the God, known as whatever you want to call it, the stepping up and saying how proud he was of his teammates after criticizing them for 82 regular season games. Man, I'll tell you, I don't ever pile on LeBron, the basketball player. I don't, because I think he's one of the five best to ever play the game. Okay. I LeBron, the guy, I understand why people don't like him. I understand why Dan Gilbert doesn't like him. He's somebody who opens his mouth a lot without knowing what he's talking about. He's fortunate at this point in his life that at 33 years of age, he can still make up for it by what he does on the basketball court. But his confidence in his teammates never wavered. Well, that's bull. All right. It's bull. He throws his teammates under the bus constantly in the name of motivation. Sometimes it does motivate them. Sometimes it doesn't motivate them. Is some of the relationship stuff overblown? Absolutely. You know, don't forget, this is a guy that went to L.A. to convince Kevin Love to re-sign with this team. Kevin Love, who is the whipping boy for everything that's wrong with Cleveland Cavalier basketball. So, you know, but this whole, I always had faith in my teammates. And blah, blah. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have a couple of favorites on the team that you like. Everybody else is fair game for you backing the bus over them repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. So, I mean, let's not go down that road. Okay? Let's not go down that road. Because we all know it's not true. If and when they lose in these playoffs, which I, you know, I believe they will. he'll start bitching and moaning again about every single teammate and how this guy didn't come through and this guy didn't come through. And if I had more support around me, we'd be a better basketball team. And you know, maybe there's truth in it. I understand that. But don't give me this garbage on how much faith you have in your teammates and I never quit on them. And if, yeah, you do constantly. Okay? You just happen to be the best player in the NBA right now, one of the best of all time. Period. Case closed. Now, they took care of their business. 128-93 in Cleveland on home court. This was a no-doubter. I mean, they just crushed them. LeBron had 29. Kevin had 23. Everybody in the starting lineup hit double digits. George Hill had 12. Kyle Korver had 16. JR had 15, thriving again in the starting lineup. Nash Jr. shot 4-for-4 in his 6 minutes. It was a blowout, you know. Let's be honest about it. But the bench all got garbage time. They were able to step up a little bit. I did like what Ty Lue did in this situation, and what I liked on that, quite frankly, was just crush them. As many minutes as it takes, crush them. Crush the life out of them. Annihilate them. And once we get to the fourth quarter, we'll just throw the guys in. And that's exactly what happened. There was no great bench contribution. Tristan played 14 minutes. Osman played 21. That was the main minute guy. Jeff Green had 16. And Jordan Clarkson had 19. So, you know, they got off the bench occasionally, but not often. And the big minutes were played by the starters. Until it became apparent that Toronto decided to pack the bags. And then they were, all right, let's get them out. And LeBron still played 38. So, I mean, do the math. It was impressive. What wasn't impressive is the Toronto effort, or you can put that in quotes, or lack thereof in this series. Dwayne Casey's going to go. And it's a shame. I think he's a solid coach. I don't think he's a great coach, but I was impressed with what he did this year. In making sure that the team adapted to the modern NBA. And adjusted their type of game accordingly, where Valanciunas was not a key cog offensively, and they went with younger, smaller, faster lineups, which worked throughout the regular season, but didn't work in the playoffs. And when they lost that first game at home in overtime, and after Valanciunas had the 21-21 effort, you knew they were in big trouble. And what I liked what Casey did in that game, even though they lost it, was that his big guy was working. They had no answer for him. And he played to his strengths. And as you've heard on this show, being a basketball guy that I am a big believer in playing strength to strength. You know, don't always adjust to the other team's matchup. Cleveland's playing small and your strength is in your big. Well, make them adjust. The problem was they couldn't close out. Had they made any shots in the fourth quarter, they would have closed out. And that's been the problem with this team for years. Nobody steps up in the big spot. DeMar DeRozan is a terrific player. He's a notch below being an elite player in this league. Kyle Lowry is a middle-of-the-pack point guard. He just is. And I don't know that you can win with him. On another team with a stronger supporting cast, maybe. But I don't see it. Surge is Surge. He's still a very good player. He's a functional role player. He's a good starting power forward. You know, but he's not carrying you anywhere. And that's the problem with Toronto. They don't have the guy on this team who will carry you when you need to be carried. They assume that DeMar DeRozan is that guy. And during the regular season, he was. I mean, there's no question about it. But in the playoffs, when everything changes, everything tightens down, defense tightens down, referees tighten down, coaches tighten up, he wasn't able to get it done. And there's major question marks about Toronto going into next year. I'm going to answer some of them on the other side. Let's tap out right here. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Cavaliers can bring the lead to double figures. James behind the back. Long for two. LeBron James. Beautiful dish.
LeBron James getting his teammate involved. Kevin Love, who had a very nice series. 11.5 in the previous series. 21.5 in this series. And Cleveland taking care of its business in four, moving on, getting some much-needed rest before they face the Celtics, who eventually will eliminate the 76ers. And that's going to be a nice marquee matchup for the NBA. But before we went to the break, we were talking about Toronto and what they need to do. And it's – see, this is where management needs to get it done. And what I'm talking about is this. Look, Dwayne Casey's got to go. He did a terrific job during the regular season. As I said, he adapted his coaching style. They have talent on the roster, but the talent disappears during the playoffs. It's just how it is. DeMar DeRozan did not perform up to capabilities. You know, last night it was 13 points. He was a minus 29. Kyle Lowry can't shoot, at least not in the playoffs. It's not, I don't know what it is. Statistically, he's the worst shooter in the history of the NBA in playoffs. Whatever they base the number on or the amount of games or whatever it is. But it's just he's that. So they have got to make changes to this lineup. Now, I don't know what salary cap ramifications are. Frankly, I don't care at this point. I'm not gonna bore you with money numbers. But here's the things. First of all, it's going to have to start with the coach. Now, there's a number of coaches out there. Budenholzer still hasn't signed with anybody. The Knicks got Fizdale. There's other coaches out there who are considered very good coaches. Stan Van Gundy just hit the market. I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, Frank Vogel's out there. You have people who can coach who are out there looking for jobs right now. But unfortunately for Toronto, and you always get the question raised, how far can you go with this group? And I have news for you. If Houston this year loses to Golden State, that same question is going to be raised about Mike D'Antoni, even after their great regular season and winning and having home court advantage and everything else. Should they lose to Golden State after signing Chris Paul and, you know, obviously a guy in the back end of his career and all the other things that we talk about? It will be about how far can you go with this group and this coach sometimes. You know, this year, that would be extremely unfair to D'Antoni, but the question will be raised. It absolutely will be raised. Well, the question's being raised right now with Dwayne Casey. Headlines all over the Toronto papers. What do we do? Does Dwayne have to go? Some yes, some no. I'm sure the fans feel like he has to go. That vaunted home court advantage for the Toronto Raptors only came into play in game one. And once they couldn't get over the hump, it was done. It was done. What do they need to do? They have some good core base players. It's very difficult to get people to go north of the border because of the tax structure. So they have a very hard time attracting free agents. I can't see them moving on from DeMar DeRozan. I can't. But I can see them moving on from Kyle Lowry and trying to get another point guard in there. Now, great point guards are not readily available. You run the risk when you do make this kind of move that it goes sideways on you, and all of a sudden you're closer to the bottom than you are to the top. But the Toronto Raptors are the Utah Jazz of the Malone and Stockton era. And the Jazz even got to an NBA final. Toronto hasn't. They just seem as if they're not going to be able to get over the hump with this group of players. And I don't have the answer. But I know they're going to make changes. And, you know, it's not, for those of you who've been fans of the show for a long time, and, from speaking to you on the street and everything else, there are a lot of you out there. But I don't believe in just making change for the sake of making change. I think you have to think it out. I think you have to go forward with a plan. And have a clue as to what you're doing. Toronto is a great sports town, not a good sports town. A great sports town. But, you know, again, what are you going to be able to do with this group of people? Masai Ujiri is a terrific GM. But I think he's going to pull the trigger. I think he's really not going to have a choice. And also, you know, I think ownership will stand behind Ujiri. But they'll continue to let him call the shots. Let's put it that way. What are you going to do as far as, you know, just pulling the trigger? Well, sometimes you have to pull it for trigger's sake. Okay, but I don't know that, excuse me, I don't know that the change of the coach is going to make all the difference, because it there was an interesting article by the columnist for the Toronto Sun, Steve Simmons, who's their main basketball guy, and talked about back in December a 1 a.m. text message that Masai Ujiri sent to Dwayne Casey about DeMar DeRozan and the fact that he didn't like what he was seeing. Raptors were sitting at 20-8 at the time. And he was talking about the fact that DeRozan wasn't passing enough or passing well enough. He wasn't putting the effort in on defense. There was a whole list. And they had a meeting, and he tore into DeMar DeRozan. I mean, tore into him. And DeRozan responded, and he responded well. The next 2 days after that, he scored 52 and 45 and then 35 twice over the next 10 games. I mean, he had the best stretch of his career. Now, does somebody need to chew his ass every single week? No, because that gets old and you lose the voice. But then Dwayne Casey had a meeting after they went down 3-0, and he didn't use him in the fourth quarter. I mean, again, game three came down to the last shot. His best player wasn't on the court. I think the team is done with Dwayne Casey. It's time to go. And I think it's going to be done. My point is, do it quickly. Don't mess around. As I talked about, those candidates are out there. And you need to pull the trigger now if you're going to do it. And make your decision. As far as Cleveland goes, you know, hats off. Hats off. I don't know if this team can get back to the finals. Look, if they do, I think it will be one of the great achievements in the NBA in a long, long time. Because it aside from LeBron and Kevin Love, the team's just not very good. It's a bunch of role players. which sometimes that works when you have as great a player as you have in LeBron James. But it what they're doing right now in this sweep in particular, getting Toronto off their back and getting them out of the way, speaks volumes about the intensity level that they have, number one. And number two, this is where LeBron, unlike any other player, has the capacity by himself to stand on a team's neck and make sure that they don't get up. And that's exactly what they did with Toronto. They didn't let them steal a game. Had it gone 3-1, they would have said, oh, yeah, okay, we'll finish them off in the next game. LeBron doesn't do that. He's got the killer in him. And they killed the Toronto Raptors. On the other side, Boston Celtics. We'll talk them and more NBA as Stan Van Gundy is looking for a job yet again.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Trying to get this series to Boston for Game 5 on Wednesday. Down 3-0 in the series. Up top, Embiid flushes it home.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the highlight for the 76ers as they took care of their business and got it back to Boston. And when Joel Embiid is on his game, nobody can stop him. It is that simple. 103-92 in a game that, you know, was relatively close throughout until the third quarter when Philadelphia took control of it at home in front of their crowd. Is Boston going to win the series? Sure they are. Sure they are. But Philadelphia not folding up like a cheap suit, unlike Toronto. And they took care of their business. There's no answer on Boston for Joel Embiid. not when, you know, he's on his game. And the insertion, and you got to give Brett Brown a lot of credit here, of T.J. McConnell into the starting lineup, where he was a plus 18, scoring 19 points as he had his career playoff game, 9-12 shooting, gave the 76ers a jolt exactly when they needed it. He was playing alongside Ben Simmons, took some of the ball handling responsibility off of him. Essentially a three-guard offense, although Simmons is a legitimate 6'10". And this lineup worked, and you're going to see it again up in Boston. You know, when you're down 3-0, you know, and Dwayne Casey, to his credit, made a similar move by putting Valanciunas coming off the bench. And it's not this praise one over the other. And Valanciunas had a solid game. But the 76ers needed more quickness in their lineup against the Boston, basically no position offense. And that's exactly what they got. The only guy who didn't score in double figures was J.J. Redick, and that wasn't for a lack of trying. He shot 3 of 11. But they managed to survive that. Bench got shortened. They stuck with Bellinelli. He shot 2 of 10. He's getting some real defense played on him in this series. And Ilyashova, in his 17 minutes, shot 2 of 7, but they managed to withstand it. Robert Covington, who's been a non-factor in this series. And, you know, you talk about everything with the process with the 76ers. That's an upgrade that absolutely needs to happen going forward in Robert Covington. He's best served off the bench for instant offense. But Holmes didn't play. Fultz didn't play. Bayless didn't play. The bench has been shortened. The roles have been defined. And the Sixers took care of their business 103-92. And for Boston, you know, it just didn't happen. Rozier had a rookie game. And I've been waiting for these to happen for this team. Tatum was still great. He was 7-16. Smart shot decently with his 14 points. But Rozier came down to earth. You know, he only had 2 assists. Shot was off. Horford had an game. Marcus Morris was really the guy. And Jaylen Brown off the bench couldn't get it done. So, you know, again, it's a chess match with two very good coaches. Stevens will probably tweak his starting lineup going forward. Don't be surprised if Baines is out of the starting lineup and Jaylen Brown's back in the starting lineup, and they go smaller and make Philadelphia adjust again. Put Al on Embiid and hope for the best. Or Morris. Or Monroe. You never know what's going to come out of the playbook of Brad Stevens. But Philadelphia took care of its business. And you know, like I said, they're going to lose the series. And good Lord, if they don't, you know. But I'll tell you what's going to happen next year for the 76ers. And this is going to be interesting. And this is where coaching skill is going to come into play. This is where how management handles things, it's going to come into play. T.J. McConnell is a fan favorite. And he's not a fan favorite because he's the short, slow, white guy who can't play. He's a fan favorite because he's all about hustle. He earned his way into the league. He's a very solid player. Is he a star? No. But he's a very solid player. You can win with him. You can have him in the starting lineup. And he provides a good effort each and every time he goes out there. He's not the most skilled player, but he's not, you know, an outlier who has no athletic skill, but every once in a while will have a game for you. He's good. Well, they got the number one overall draft pick who plays the same position, sitting on the bench who can't get his head out of his chute, in Markelle Fultz. Now, they brought him back this year. They could have sat him out the whole year and said, you know, the shoulder, the issue, whatever, fine. But they brought him back. And he's struggling. He's had a couple of moments, but he's struggling. To the point where he did not appear in the game yesterday. The key game in the series. So, he's a fan favorite. They were chanting TJ for keeping it alive. Philly fans, if nothing else, they know their sports. Yeah, they do. And what their reaction to Markelle Fultz next year was, as we said, they are notoriously tough. What will happen to Markelle Fultz next year if he gets off to the same kind of start that he's finishing with this year, which is, you know, to be fair, inconsistently struggling. He's a rookie, no playing time, but the expectations are through the roof. He's the number one overall pick. They gave up draft capital to get him. Danny Ainge got the right guy. And for those of you who remember, on draft day, I said the exact same thing. I said they're trading out of the position, and Danny's going to take the guy in Tatum that should be the number one overall pick, and Markelle Fultz is going to go with the number one overall pick. Should he have been drafted in the top five? Absolutely. Absolutely. With the skill set? Absolutely. Number one overall? No. That slot belonged to Jason Tatum, and Danny Ainge is Danny Ainge, and Coangelo is Coangelo. Coangelo made the wrong move. Shocking. That's it. And the fans will not take kindly to Markelle Fultz, and they will run him out of town. If he doesn't figure it out. And you can write that down right now. Markelle Fultz, if he does not figure it out over the winter, and I mean, honestly, the night the 76ers are eliminated, tomorrow night, believe me when I tell you, they need to literally steer him out of the locker room and get him on the basketball court and start working with him that night. No vacay for you, baby. You had one all year. Let's go to work. Because if they don't, and if he continues to play on this level, or lack thereof, the Sixer fans are going to chew him up and spit him out. And like I said, it's the worst of all worlds for Markelle Fultz. Because in T.J. McConnell, for all the things in the process, all the things, the Nerlens Noel and the Joel Embiid and the Jahlil Okafor and the Ben Simmons, the favorite player on that roster is T.J. McConnell. Because he's the underdog in an underdog city. Scrappy, earned it. Played his way into the starting lineup. Gives you max effort every single time. And this is no knock on Markelle. I'm not saying he doesn't give him max effort. But from a fan's perspective, they want T.J. McConnell to succeed. They want him on this team for the long term. When he went to the bench, when Simmons came in, no problem. I'll do it, whatever your role is. But now, you've got a number one overall pick who's failing and failing miserably. And I got news for you. You know, his deal, his fourth year, trust me when I tell you, they will cut him loose if he doesn't figure it out next year. And I mean by figuring it out, turning into the double-digit scorer and 6 or 7 assist passer, because don't forget, Simmons is going to have the ball in his hands most of the time. But Markel Fultz has to score. He has to give them that option. J.J. Redick's on a one-year deal. J.J. Redick could go bye-bye easily. And also, how much money do the Sixers want to invest in him? Don't forget, the game plan for the 76ers was J.J. Redick this year while they're breaking in Fultz. And towards the back end of the year, Fultz was going to take over and be the scoring option. And J.J. Redick would provide them firepower off the bench. And they signed him to a big contract, but a one-year contract. $20 million for 1 year. Well, so now they're hit with a number of problems. Redick might not want to come back. Redick's 33 years old. Redick's going to demand more money that I don't think they can pay him. And he was well worth it this year. He did everything for them that they wanted. But then they're going to have to turn around and figure out, do we unload him and hope that Markel Fultz can get the job done? Because, I mean, as it stands right now, if you were going into next year, your starting lineup is going to be T.J. McConnell in that position as the other guard. You would have to do it. You could not turn it over to Markel Fultz. He's not there. Covington's inconsistent. You know, this is not an easy thing for the Sixers to have to deal with. And this is, we talked about learning how to win. At the beginning of the season, I picked them to make the playoffs. I also picked them to win a round. I wasn't, you know, you weren't going to fool me into picking them over the Celtics, although I picked the Celtics to get eliminated in the first round, but not in this round, not matching up against the 76ers. You have to learn how to win. Well, the Sixers have taken the two steps in that process, because everything is a process. God, I'm tired of that word. And they've done the work. They've done the heavy lifting. They learned how to win. They had a great winning streak at the end of the regular season. They got to the playoffs. They won their first round matchup. Everybody was on board. Oh, they're going to the finals. They're going to the finals. No. And the Celtics are taking care of their business. But this is step two in the process. You got there. You got to the playoffs. You learn how to win. You move forward. You learn how to win again next year. But now they're faced with the dilemma, because if they level off, you're going to see the sniping in the locker room. We're going to snipe our way to a break right here. I'm going to bitch and complain about it. We'll come back and finish up this hour right after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Indeed. You know, for anybody who's getting the wrong idea, I am not down on the process. I'm not down on Philly. I'm not even down on Markelle Fultz. You know, whatever happened with him, and let's put it this way, they were very reluctant to share true information, okay? Was Fultz injured? Was it psychological where he just lost his mojo? You know, it's probably a combination of everything. I mean, rookies go through a lot of things when they come into the league. Sometimes it's a lack of confidence. I mean, when he was at Washington, Markelle Fultz was a one-man show. And there was no lack of confidence in college. But he steps up to the professional level, gets hurt with the shoulder. Evidently, it altered his motion, which is something it'll be film study and just getting it out of his head. I mean, it's literally what it's going to come down to, getting it out of his head. And if he can do that, he can be a skilled scorer in this league. If he can't, he's going to wash out, and he's going to be one of those wasted number one overall draft picks, and it does happen. And when they start compiling those lists, it'll be all-time busts, and they'll have some of the number one overalls up there, and his name will be among them. But it's on him at this point in time. And it's on the 76ers as an organization to make sure that this kid's career doesn't go sideways. It already has to a certain point, but they're going to have to make sure that it doesn't happen for the big picture. And as I said, you got TJ McConnell on that roster. The fans love him. That's not an enviable position for Markelle Fultz to be in. He's going to have to hit the court running next year. Running, gunning, and scoring. That's why he's there. The fans will get on his side, but TJ will be lurking over his shoulder. That's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the news at the top. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity right after this brief timeout. Please don't go anywhere.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Rifle Association has chosen retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North to be the gun rights organization's new president. The Daily Caller's Christopher Bedford saying it's proof that the organization is going to stand up to any congressional efforts to impose more gun control.
The NRA has picked maybe the first celebrity since Charlton Heston to be the president, somebody who can rally the base, who's conservative. But it shows that they're not willing to get along. Because remember, Oliver North, his whole original claim to fame was his complete defiance of U.S. Congress when he was working for President Ronald Reagan to fight the communists.
He was speaking on EWTN. President Trump is to make his announcement of his decision on the Iran nuclear deal and whether he's keeping the U.S. in it, or as many expect he will, pulling the U.S. out of it. The announcement's due at 2 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A rising Democratic star, proponent of the Me Too movement, and often a fierce critic of President Trump is now accused by at least four women of sexual assault. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman saying he's resigning amid the accusations, though in a statement he says he strongly contests them. They're raised in a story in the New Yorker magazine, co-authored by Jane Meyer.
There are two women in the story who are on the record, and they are speaking out because they really felt it was so important at this point, and they wanted to make sure that other women didn't fall into the same situation with him.
Meyer was speaking on MSNBC. The four women have said the abuse happened while they were romantically involved with Schneiderman. Eruptions of the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island are continuing to threaten homes there, and officials say earthquakes have been rolling through at the rate of 1 an hour. Officials are warning people about deadly toxic gases which are spewing from fissures or cracks in the ground. They say this could continue for weeks or months. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he doesn't want to separate families as a result of this country's immigration policies. However, Sessions adds he's willing to do so. Speaking in San Diego on Monday, Sessions insisted that people who come over the border illegally will be prosecuted. He says Americans have been pleading for a lawful system of immigration for decades. Sessions noting that a failure to enforce immigration laws would be an affront to law-abiding Americans. The John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts is now revoking two awards it gave to comedian Bill Cosby. The organization's board voting to rescind his 1998 Kennedy Center honors and his 2009 Mark Twain Prize for American Humor after Cosby was convicted of sexual assault. Just last week, Cosby was also kicked out of the organization that gives out the Oscars. Thousands of medical workers in California will be joining a strike by University of California employees today, a move expected to disrupt thousands of non-critical surgeries and medical appointments in that state. The university workers are striking over a contract they claim would increase the age of retirement along with their health care premiums. And the folks at Orkin have released their top 50 mosquito cities list, and this year Atlanta tops it, followed by Dallas, which moved up four spots from last year. New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago round out the top five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Bob Black, here, you there. Robert's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air, not always easy enough tasks. We had a big hour or two in front of us. A lot to talk about. We're going to continue with the NBA and Stan Van Gundy, who is looking for a job yet again, as he and the Pistons could not come to an agreement 4 years into his contract, which was a 5-year deal, and they're moving on. A lot of flip in the NBA this year, a lot of turmoil, and big name people and very well respected people out of jobs. And, you know, like I said, we'll pursue that in the first segment of the second hour here on the Sports Attack. But if your day is getting off to a start, and for most of you it should be, at least on the East Coast, it's 9 a.m., you're sitting at your desk, go to our award-winning website, the AVN Award, of course, according to Christy Cannon, and check out the Sports Attack. You can click on our Listen Live button. We're right there. The platform itself gives you all of the great interviews that we do each and every day on various different shows. And, you know, you can pick and choose if you want to listen to something that you missed. As far as the other ways you can get us, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Those are the platforms. /talk, listen live, we're right there for you. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls are out there every single day protecting our six. The ability to just sit here and yak away for a couple hours, hopefully entertaining you. But, you know, even if we don't, I still got the right to do it. And that in itself is a beautiful thing. You ever been around these parents as their kids are getting ready to go off? It's a double-edged sword. They're incredibly proud. They're also incredibly anxious, and rightfully so. You know, it's something. So, yeah, you know, you see somebody in a uni on the street, you know, particularly in New York City, happens all the time. Yeah, to go up to them and thank them. Be on your way, all right? Because they're doing what we won't. Right now, we're going to a commercial. We'll come back right after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you, Robert, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. And is Stan Van Gundy looking for work? I was a little surprised by this. It looked like they were going to try to get some things done, but Stan again out of a job. I don't know that he's going to get hired again. The Detroit Pistons, when they moved on from Joe Dumars, they gave Stan Van Gundy complete control. He brought in Blake Griffin. He played a big part of the season without Reggie Jackson. The Piston owner, Tom Gore, said in a statement, it was a very difficult decision, but they moved on, and he being Van Gundy, had full control of player personnel and staffing, but Gores wanted to tweak it, especially involving Jeff Bauer, who probably is going to be gone after the draft as well. All their contracts expire in the middle of the summer, and they're going to be cleaning house, and it looks like the Pistons are going to go towards Brent Barry, who's been studying, basically, to be a general manager. He's a commentator. Golden State wanted to bring him into the organization. They ran into conflicts with the TV commitments. They were looking for a part-time arrangement. But Brent evidently wants to get into management. And, you know, don't forget the chairman of the Pistons is Arm Tellem, a former agent. Pistons are an interesting watch because of the way they're structured. Gores has complete faith in Tellem. They had complete faith in Van Gundy. You know, don't forget, Detroit is in a very unenviable position. L.A. has their... And Jerry West strikes again. The Clippers have Detroit's number one pick, which is going to be a lottery pick. Blake Griffin, they got out from under that contract. Going forward next year, if Reggie Jackson can stay on the court, Detroit's going to be one of those teams competing for the 6, 7, and 8 slot. but it's going to be very difficult for them to do anything other than compete for the playoffs and probably not take the next step. I mean, the roster's okay, but Van Gundy sold out the farm to get Blake Griffin, and now he's not going to be able to finish the job. I mean, it look, they're a decent team. Any team that has Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin on it is a decent team. But this falls into the category of what we've talked about, in that you got a team with two big guys up front. Both are athletic. Andre Drummond worked on his free throw shooting, which I will give him immense credit for. But he's still a big man in a small man league. And that's going to be the biggest decision that they're going to have to make. And his free throw shooting fell apart at the end of the year again. So the season he did pretty good. Shot 60% from the free throw line. He was a 42% career guy. So, you know, hopefully he works on it again in the offseason and he maintains the level that he got to and maybe improves it a little bit. But he's not a complete liability up there. But, you know, again now, 15 points, 16 boards. He's one of the elite big men in the game, and he's 24 years old. He's got big future in front of him still. They've got to build that team around him. Stanley Johnson, we'll see. Their weaknesses in the backcourt. They've got to get better. And they have no way of doing it. At least right now. You know, will Luke Kennard be that guy? It's possible. They're hoping. 12th overall pick. They better hope that he can play. Rookie year, he was solid. 7.5. Couple of boards. He averaged 20 minutes a game. And you get it up to 30, 35, maybe he can be a 15, 18-point scorer. And he'll get better. Grow into his body a little bit, whatever the circumstances are. But, you know, and the other answer, of course, is can you win with Reggie Jackson, who's now 28 years old? I mean, it's no great mystery here. Here's a swap for you. Kyle Lowry for Reggie Jackson. You're looking to shake it up a little bit. Maybe that's not a bad direction to go in. I don't know if either team would do that, but if you're looking for a fresh start with two players, why not? No. Yeah. We'll see. And where Stan lands, we'll go find that out too. I mean, I don't see a fit for him anywhere. First of all, nobody's going to give him full control again. That's number one. The position of strength that he was in when he initially signed with Detroit is gone. Gone. And Stan is a demanding guy who wants that kind of stuff. But, you know, what are you going to do? And I don't see the answer. I'm looking at the roster right now, and I don't see anybody on that roster that – you know, they made the deal with Avery Bradley for Marcus Morris, and they shipped him off to the Clippers. I mean, as part of the Griffin deal, and it don't see it. I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be tough. I mean, where do you go if you're Detroit? I don't see the immediate answer. They're probably going to go backwards, which, considering again the talent of the two big guys, it whoever comes in to run this organization, that's going to be the challenge. Because you got a 29-year-old power forward in Blake Griffin and a 24-year-old center in Andre Drummond, who in theory, if you have a point guard who can get them the ball, can dominate. Now, Reggie can get him the ball, but Reggie's inconsistent and Reggie likes to score. I don't know. It would have to be through free agency, and traditionally, Detroit has never been a landing spot for the big-time free agents. And you don't have your own draft pick. Clippers have two now. Theirs and Detroit's. Again, we'll see where they land. But optimism does not flow in Motown these days. At least not right now. We'll see. Let's step aside. When we come back, we'll wrap up the NBA talk, move on to the National Football League, because, oh, well, no, football is year-round. It is, really. Bye.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author.
Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air, spinning some tunes. Always good. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, looking at the upcoming NBA draft, which will happen in June, the consensus number one pick now is DeAndre Ayton, who is leaving Arizona. And if it ends up being Phoenix, they get the guy who went to college at the University of Arizona. It's a good story, blah, blah, blah. Alex Len will be out the door, and that's all well and good. From there in, it's kind of a crapshoot. All the way through the first round. Because until you get till, you know, I want to say like 12, 13, which is where the Clippers are sitting, there's a lot of talent. Memphis has their eyes on Luke Donick. Marvin Bagley's there. Jared Jackson's there. Michael Porter is there. You know, they're going to bring him in and look at him real careful because of the health issues. Wendell Carter. Trey Young is in the draft, which don't be surprised if he slides. Mohamed Bamba's in this draft. The kid out of Texas who is a freak, but raw. Mikhail Bridges, Colin Sexton is going to have to show that, you know, he can translate to the pros. Charlotte, the Clippers, Miles Bridges is there. I mean, there's guys. And even skating down the rest of the first round, you know, there's some value. Dante DiVincenzo entered the draft. Man, this kid is a freak. I mean, he literally can shoot from anywhere. Shoots coming out of the locker room. Won the NCAA tournament most outstanding player. The big ragu. And, you know, again, he's not committed to an agent, so he may not stay in the draft. And some of these guys will withdraw as they're going along. But, you know, there's depth, quality. And we'll see. A lot of teams looking for a lot of talent. You look even into the second round where guys that you would think would be first round picks are residing and residing happily. You know, Jalen Brunson's in this draft. He could run my team anytime. And they'll say he's not quick enough and not big enough and not whatever enough. All I know is the guy wins and wins and wins and wins. So we'll see. But what I don't see, because Detroit's first pick is 42. Yep, 42. Plenty of guards available. Shooting guards, point guards. Mostly shooting guards. But they could get quality there. They could get some quality there. It's going to be interesting. Stuff in the National Football League. I you know, the big thing here, and the storyline now has been for a few days, Ben Roethlisberger basically saying Mason Rudolph need not apply. He ain't going to help him. I don't want to help you. I'm pissed off that they signed him or drafted him. And Ben said, look, I told the team this offseason I plan to play 3 to 5 more seasons. Well, okay. And Ben said on a radio interview that he questioned whether the team believed him or not. Well, there's a reason for that, Ben. It's because you've been hinting at retirement for the last 3 years. You want to play 3 more years now or 5 more years now? What about next year? When your body's telling you to quit. You know, Bill Parcells had a great line about that. He said, if you're talking about retirement, you've already retired. See, we talked about this and what's going on with Pittsburgh and why things are going on with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's in a weird position. Their head coach is good, but not great. Their quarterback is great, but old. Their running back's a head case. They traded away one of their best wide receivers and replaced him with James Washington, who, oh, by the way, happens to be the running mate of Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State. Constant state of flux in Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh, and we're going to be having the same conversation up here in New York land with the Giants. Pittsburgh has gone from being a defense-first team to an offense-first team. They made the transition of, you know, a number of years ago. And they're always in the playoffs. But their Super Bowl window is closing. And I've had, you know, Pittsburgh's a national team. I have friends who are Pittsburgh Steelers. No. They're going to be good for a long time. Yes, they're going to be good. Can they win a Super Bowl? That window is closing for a number of reasons. I mean, losing Ryan Shazier was a terrible thing, especially the way it went down. But their defense wasn't very good to start out with. Now, it looks like they got a keeper in T.J. Watt. And they drafted offense this time around when they are lacking in defense. Well, from that aspect of it, that's something they're going to have to deal with. Now, I don't know how it's going to turn out. Don't know. But Pittsburgh is planning for the future. They're planning for it without Ben. And I would say, because this deal's up, I believe, not this year, but the following year, that it's going to get a little ugly on the back end. I think the meeting room with the quarterbacks is going to be a tension convention. And Ben, who never struck me as being the smartest, sharpest tool in the shed anyway, is going to make it a little difficult for this kid. You know, you look at it, they have 4 quarterbacks on this roster right now. Roethlisberger, Landry Jones, Mason Rudolph, and Joshua Dobbs. So what direction do they go in? Antonio Brown's still one of the great wide receivers. Smith-Schuster evolved, and that's why they got rid of the other guy. And Washington's going to be in the mix immediately. He's going to hit the field and be in there immediately. And by the way, the kid can play. They have no money invested in Joshua Dobbs, so chances are pretty good he's going to be out the door. And if not out the door, maybe on the practice squad and somebody will grab him right away. Or is this year, this the year that they finally turn the page on Landry Jones, who is never going to be a starter? In the National Football League. You know, his best game last year was against the Cleveland Browns. Go figure. So, but, I mean, he's not the future at quarterback. And, you know, and I think, which people fail to realize, too, I do believe that part of this goes to that. You know, Ben never perceived Landry Jones as a threat to his starting job, and over the years, they've become very good friends. Very good friends. And he's a competent backup. He's not the guy you want playing long term because he's not going to win you a lot of games. But he can go in there and play professional quarterback in the National Football League. But they're best friends. Well, here comes in the kid that they're going to hand it over to who's threatening your best friend's job. Because, I mean, they'll keep Landry. But they didn't invest this pick in Mason Rudolph to have four quarterbacks on this roster. So Joshua Dobbs is probably going to go this year, and Landry Jones is probably going to go next year. We're going to a commercial right now. When we come back, more National Football League right after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
but 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the attack, Black U. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. National Football League, Pittsburgh specifically, as this time frame story has extended a bit. And, I don't have anything against Ben on this. I really don't. The fact that he wants to hold on to his job, well, hello, you blame him? I don't blame him. And the closer you get to the end, and I've talked to many an athlete about this, you're thinking to yourself, well, it's time to move on. It happens to everybody, blah, blah, blah. And there's no answer. There's no answer. Some guys recognize that it's time and it's good. And some guys can't and they don't. And it's not good. So, Ben, again, to me is never impressed as the sharpest tool. But now that he's hitting towards the end, all of a sudden realizes, what other job do I have here where I make this kind of money doing something I want to do? So now I want to keep doing it. Now his body may give out on him. And this is an interesting dynamic now within the National Football League. And the bar's been set by Brady. Now quarterbacks want to play till they're 40. Breeze is doing it. Brady's already doing it. Ben said he wants to do it. Giants are committed to Eli for at least two more years. So he's going to be pushing 40. Rodgers wants to play till he's 40. Early to mid-30s with the older quarterbacks, they were done. It just fell off the map. It's a different world. Nutrition, weight training, body recovery, acupuncture, massage, however you want to describe it. TB12.
Yeah.
So, I don't blame these guys. And, where else can you get a job like this? Nowhere. So, I don't blame them, but it's going to be a tension convention. And here it comes down to the dynamic right here. Mike Tomlin's going to have to manage that locker room. And that in itself is going to be maybe his biggest challenge ever as a head football coach. I picked the Steelers the last 2 years to get to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to make that mistake again. Now, they're doing things on the fly. All the offseason kumbaya with Le'Veon Bell is gone. He doesn't want to play for less than $17, $18 million, which he's not going to get on a long-term deal. They've got a decent backup in James Conner, who may or may not evolve into an elite running back, but he's not Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell's one of the three best running backs in football. So if he plays under the franchise tag yet again, he will skip training camp yet again, sign his tender, come into camp, and hopefully not pull a hamstring the first week he's in camp yet again. So, the these are tenuous times for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a team I've always liked. Really have. But, you know, we're going to see what direction this team goes in. It's not an enviable task for Mike Tomlin. Now, I mean, his job is secure. They're not going to blow him out of there. But should he lose this locker room in the short term? Because, again, you got a two-year window here. After 2 years, the Pittsburgh Steelers could just decide, Ben, we don't want you anymore. And there'll be hard feelings going out the door, and they'll reconcile 5 years down the line. And you know, all that'll be well and good. But Mason Rudolph's progress will be retarded because of the fact Ben will make no effort to help him. And they're going to try to compete on the fly. And Mason Rudolph will have the looming shadow of Ben Roethlisberger over him if he doesn't succeed immediately. And this is going to be a team that's trying to build on the fly. As I said, they've gotten away from being the defensive Steelers. Now they're the offensive Steelers. Antonio Brown will be 2 years older. Le'Veon Bell will be gone. He'll have two very good wide receivers because Smith-Schuster will be there as well. And he has to hope that his own teammate from college evolves into what everybody thinks he can be, which is a very good NFL wide receiver. If they can, Mason Rudolph will hit the ground running, and he'll be fine. But if he doesn't, you're going to split that town right down the middle. Ben was right. They should have gotten help for him while he was still good. Well, they did get help for him. You know, they did get help for him. But, yeah, he just doesn't like the fact that his replacement is in the same room with him now. Understandable. J.J. Watt said he feels great in his rehab. We'll see. He's played 8 games in 2 years. That left tibial fracture that he had was tough. He said he feels good. He'll be back at training camp. He's 29 years old. And don't forget, he was not being productive before he got there. We'll see. You know, their defense was near the bottom. Now, again, with Merciless hurt and Watt hurt, you know, to measure that defense against what they lost, come on. You know. Come on. Now, I like Houston to be one of the great stories this year. If Deshaun Watson comes back and he plays at 100%, they're going to be a playoff team because it'll take the pressure off the defense. And again, he's got to stay on the field too. Does he get a little gun shy because of his injury? As far as being able to pull it down and go. And we're going to find out. Now, I'll tell you something. And this doesn't surprise me. And I understand it's rookie minicamp and all that. But from all accounts, Shaquem Griffin, who was playing weak side linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks, they were thrilled with his play. They said he already knows the terminology. He's aggressive. He's fast. And he can drop back in coverage because of the speed. I'm not saying he's going to be a starter. I'm not even saying he's going to be a star. but there's some potential there. And again, if it happens, what an amazing story. If it doesn't happen, you know, it's still a good story. The fact that the kid was drafted and will end up playing in a National Football League. But I have a feeling, and I really do, that this kid is going to be a very solid player in a National Football League. And not on special teams, and not because of the fact that he can run fast, just he is a football player. So we'll see. Now, something happened down in New Orleans that I found very interesting. And Mickey Loomis is a good guy. Mickey Loomis is a friend. Mickey Loomis makes interesting decisions. Mickey Loomis gave up a first-round pick next year to get Marcus Davenport this year on a team that was eighth in sacks. He wanted a bookend for his other defensive end. I get that. Sure gave up a lot of draft capital to move up. And now, Kobe Fleener's gone. And being a post-June, they designated him as a post-June first cut. So, you know, they haven't officially done it, but they will. Fleener came in. And they've been looking for that replacement for Jimmy Graham forever. But 6'6", 251, looked the part. 5 years, $36 million. You know, 27 games overall, 72 catches, 926 yards, 5 touchdowns. He had that incredibly horrible concussion. And it's probably going to end his career. I don't know that somebody's going to take the chance on him. I mean, tight ends make their living going over the middle. The headhunters are always out there. I don't know. But they cut him loose on a failed physical, which means the concussion symptoms are still there. We don't believe in telling players what to do and what not to do as far as their career goes. I hope he retires. Because if he, this is week 12 against the Rams, so you're talking about 7 months later, and he's still feeling the effects. I don't know that this guy can come back from it. I would hope that he could, but I'm not sure that he can, and I'm not sure that he should. Because if he failed the physical, the doctors are telling him quit. He doesn't have to, but they're telling him quit. Guaranteed that. Tough stuff. I mean, again, this is a collision sport. It's violent. It's devastating. And I just don't know that this guy should set foot on a football field again, at least not as a player. Yeah. Hopefully he has options to explore. He went to Stanford. Smart guy. Whether or not he needs to be on a football field is problematic. And probably the answer to that is no. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, I saved this for the end, and it's personal for me, personal for a lot of people. There's a couple from Central New York that fabricated a 2017 story about their son having cancer. I don't blame the kid. I blame the parents. They raised about $3,000 in money for his recovery, and they got a visit with the Syracuse University football team, according to the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Office. Martin and Jolene LaFrance, who have a special place reserved in hell for them, faked the story of their kid. I'm not going to say his name because it's not his fault. Having Hodgkin's lymphoma. And they set up a GoFundMe page that got $3,300 in donations. They went to a Syracuse practice in August 2017 where CJ, who was, who was then 9 and played catch and got on the field. And Dino Babers did a nice thing with him and everything else. But they also got in touch with Roy Whitkey, who is the director of player personnel for Syracuse, as a 2-time survivor. Look, the sheriff's office, there were people around, and I guess I'm assuming it was neighbors, who felt that they needed to speak out on this because this kid was never sick. They endangered the welfare of a child. They lied about it. They violated the GoFundMe thing. And for anybody who's been through cancer, What an offensive, disgusting thing to do. They're going to do jail time. They should do jail time. They're going to take the kid away, which I think they should. How do you come up with this? How do you do something like that? Shame on you. Shame on you. That's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry to end on that note, but it's something that had to be said. I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.